Time now for a look ahead to some audio-described theatre highlights. Each month we check in with Anne Hornsby from Mind's Eye Description, look at some theatre productions, maybe some galleries, some art venues as well that have audio description. And many of the productions we look at are, of course, touring productions, so do check in your location what's around about you. But we will chat with Anne about some contact details later. Anne, thank you for joining us.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
Now, I've got a few, or three, we're going to take a look at today. Our first one we're going to look at, the film is fabulous, The 39 Steps, but I've never seen this in the theatre. I didn't even know it was a theatre production.
It's a really inventive and very funny production. It's a kind of condensed version of The 39 Steps with a small cast who create everything that's in the story on the stage through their own physicality, through the minimum of props. And they take us on this heart-stopping, racing journey through this very well-known whodunit. It's still gripping. It still draws you up into the moment, but it is also very funny, very clever, very inventive. It's a nice one to go to in the middle of the summer. You can take your children along to it. And I think I can say everyone will have a really good time and it will be a lot of fun.
I'd like to see this one, actually, because the film is great, you know, sort of spies and things like that. Mm-hmm. It's such a good film. Where will you be describing this one?
This one is on at Theatre by the Lake in Keswick. So that is the most beautiful location. The theatre is about 3 minutes walk from the lakeside. It has a cafe, it has a restaurant, has comfortable seats. It has very good access. And we nearly always do a touch tour there so we can take people onto the stage beforehand. We show them some of the props that will be used. We show them some of the costumes. Quite often the actors come to say hello. And if they're playing more than one part, we often ask them to give us an example and to demonstrate how they'll use their voices for the different parts that they'll play so that people can think, oh, yes, that's the Scottish voice, that's the English voice, that's the West Country voice, and associate it with particular characters. And then we follow that with an introduction. So about 10 or 15 minutes before the show starts, once people are comfortably in their seats, then we talk them through the set again. We talk them through the characters, the conventions of the play, so that they've got a pretty good idea in their mind before the production then bursts at 100 miles an hour onto the stage. And then, of course, the description is delivered throughout the piece. And sometimes people say, well, I find it helpful to listen to the introduction, but I don't really need the description throughout the show. They've got enough sight to not need it, and they just sit at the front. But just by listening to that introduction, it sort of sets everything up for them. So we always recommend, well, just take a headset, because you might want it and you might not, and you might want it when scenes are played with very low lighting, or you can just put it on if you think, oh, don't quite know what's going on now. But always do take a headset, and if you don't want it, you don't have to listen, but it's hard to get one once the show's actually started. So that's the way round that we recommend, really.
Yeah, good option. Just have it ready just in case. It sounds like a great production, and we will be talking about another theatre production in a little while. But let's move away from theatres, because you also do a lot of audio description with galleries and museums and other arts events as well. You've got one of those to talk to us about today.
This is part of the Manchester International Festival. The artist is Yayoi Kusama, and the exhibition is called You, Me and the Balloons. So this is in the brand new Factory International building. It officially opens in October, but there are a few events happening there as part of Manchester International Festival, and this is one of them. And this exhibition is in a huge warehouse and in a smaller room. And it's quite quite trippy in a way. You feel like you're going into this sort of psychedelic world that's full of really brightly colored, huge inflatable sculptures that are patterned in polka dots and a kind of honeycomb pattern. So, in one room, you go into everything is black and yellow. So, the floor is black and yellow, and the walls are black and yellow, and the ceiling up above you is the same. And then there are these huge, ginormous sculptures. Everything is a bit like a giant bouncy castle, that sort of texture. But these upright sculptures are rather like giant tree trunks. So it feels like you're winding and weaving your way through these tall trunks, which are patterned in yellow and black, as if you were just a little person walking through a forest of these. And then once we get into the big warehouse space, there's a lot of pink and black, as well as other colors. And some of the sculptures are rather like planets hanging or moons hanging high above our heads. There are a couple of giant doll type sculptures with dogs. And then there's this section which is filled with pink and black giant antennae. So again, you feel quite tiny next to them. They're rather like tentacles coming up out of the floor. Some of them form arches, so you can go in between them and around them. And as part of this particular tour, people are going to be allowed to touch them, to feel how they've been constructed. And also, in another part, there are these big cushions which are shaped a bit like clouds, and you can just sit on them and lie on them and relax on them. So it promises to be quite a visit, and we've had a lot of interest so far. So, yeah, do book early for that one. It should be lots of fun and a lot of really interesting information about the artist as well. The tour for this one is on Sunday, the 13th of August, and it starts at 2 o'clock. And that's at the new Viva Studios, which is part of the Factory International building.
Let's take one final one. We're going back to the theatre, and for Greasy Spoon.
This will be lots of fun. This takes place at the Royal Court Theatre in Liverpool. I know we've chatted about that venue before, but it's wonderfully informal, it's wonderfully relaxed. You can have a meal beforehand, a kind of cabaret table. So you come in, you have your meal, you can have your drinks at the table. The shows there, they often have a lot of local references, so they're quite scouse in flavour. And of course, if you want to, you can have scouse for your tea beforehand. And there's a lot of very down-to-earth humour. The main character is Lindsay Germain. She has appeared in lots of shows there. She's a big scouse woman who's larger than life, who doesn't mince her words. And it's about what's going on in this cafe. Mandy and Shannon are the two women who work there. However, we find out quite early on they've just murdered their boss. So, there's a little bit of covering things up to do, but it will be a hoot. It's one of those theatres where you go to and you just laugh out loud and you feel so much better for it. And then in the interval, they bring you your pudding. So, I mean, what more could you wish for? You have your dinner beforehand, you watch the play, you have your dessert in the interval, you can have your drinks at your table, and you have a really good night out.
Sounds good to me, Anne. When is this one?
This is the 16th of August at 8 o'clock. So, over a few days there, the middle of August, there's plenty for you to choose from.
Indeed. So, a taste of some forthcoming audio described shows for you. Of course, that crazy sounding arts installation as well. There are, of course, loads more that Anne is involved in. And if people would like to find out more, Anne, or have a look at the calendar or get in touch with you, how did he do that?
The best way is to check the website, that's mindsidedescription.co.uk. You'll find a news page there and you'll also find an events page there. You can click to agenda, which shows you it as a list, Or if you're struggling with that online, there's also a downloadable Word document with all the dates in too. Or you can follow us on social media. We're Mind's Eye Description on Facebook and Instagram, and Mind's Eye Arts on Twitter. And if you just want to drop us an email anytime, if you want to query the time for Touch Tour or find out more information, it's mindsidedescription@gmail.com. So plenty of ways to keep in touch.
Some great tasters for us there, and we'll catch up with you again next month. But thanks for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Lovely. Thank you, Alan.